you look so scared. Whatever for. After all, you are the one that let me inside of your home. You even led me to your bedroom so quickly in some deluded sense of heroism. You have no one to blame but yourself. Help me. Help me. They're chasing me. Let this random girl into your house. That's a wonderful idea. You're so cute, sweetheart. I just never expected you to be so gullible. In the short time that I've known of your existence, that you have been in this realm, I simply assumed you were smarter than that. That's okay. I still adore you all the same. Even if you aren't the brightest tool in the shed. After all, I find personality far more beautiful than intelligence. From my experience and observations, every person is unique, different. Even the smallest changes from your childhood shaped your trust, your morals and ideas. Even so, you tend to blend into the crowd, don't you? Does anyone ever notice you? Does anyone ever go out of their way to shower you in praise or compliments? I imagine not. But here I am, admiring you. You see, I've always found those who work amongst the shadows to be the most fascinating. Always hiding something, always too afraid to do the things they want. Too shy to speak their minds. For better or for worse. I wanted to see you, human. I wanted to see those dark secrets for myself. Those feelings and thoughts you hide away from the world. Though, I will not force them out of you. Or, well, it's not like I can read minds as far as you're aware. I'll simply let you trust me. You'll show me yourself, won't you? I promise I won't hurt you. In due time, our bond will grow strong enough. And you will tell me everything. Why? Why do you still look so afraid of me? What have I done to be so intimidating? Oh, I understand. Well, not really. I told you I didn't want to hurt you. And I only wanted to bond with you. And yet, you stare at me with a slight horror. Are you really all that worked up because I tricked you to get inside of your house? Are you worried? What do you think I'm going to do to you? I won't do anything to you. Or maybe you think I've locked you inside of this room? Huh? Why would I ever do such a thing? Would it make you feel better if we checked? Do you want me to prove the doors aren't locked? Oh. What do you know? This door won't. You walked in here with me? You can't get out. You're all mine. Does that make you scared? Did you want to leave? No. It's not an issue, is it? You don't want to leave me, do you? Right? Right. You have no reason to be scared of me. I promise not to hurt you. And I wasn't lying to you. I promise. And I have no reason to break my promise. I only want to bond with you, to learn about you. I want to become closer, to feel connection. I want you to learn about me too. So here, why don't you let me help calm you down? We can do some more pats and pets along your head, okay? There you go, nice and... I know you did not just slap my hand away, you ungrateful little brat! You're picking the wrong fights here. Do you know who you're messing with? I am going to show you. No. No. Take a deep breath. You're just human. Humans do stupid things whenever they're scared. You make impulsive decisions. You slap the hand away from a cute girl. I get it. You're worried. You don't know what to do. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you this time. But you can't make the same mistake again. It's a really simple mistake to avoid. Don't mess up. Do you really want to ruin the opportunity you have here? Do you want to lose me? I know you just met me, but... I'm worth keeping around, aren't I? I mean, there's nothing wrong with me, is there? I'm wonderful. Don't you think so? Look at me. Really look at me and tell me that I'm not worth keeping. You know what, human? It doesn't matter if you tell me I'm worth keeping or not. Because I know how you are. People lie when they're scared. And so, actions speak louder than words. Why don't we try something? Do you want to see a magic trick? A knife from thin air. Where did this come from? Appeared right before your eyes. Pretty cool, huh? Hopefully that makes you want to keep me a bit more. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to use this on you. I'm just going to turn the handle towards you. Go ahead. Take the knife. It's a bit heavy, isn't it? I can see it shaking in your hands. You're nervous, aren't you? Wondering why ever I would give you a knife? It's rather simple, my love. I want your actions to speak louder than your words. Or perhaps no action at all. You're scared, aren't you? Afraid. I have you locked in the room. You have a weapon. So I'm going to offer you a choice. Capiche? You can either put the knife down, or you can use that and call it self-defense against me. Shouldn't be too difficult, right?